Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with the World News. The headlines. Former Nepal Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli arrested over alleged involvement in last year's deadly Gen Z protests. Tensions remain high in West Asia as Iranian attack on military base in Saudi Arabia leaves 10 US soldiers wounded. Indonesia bans access to digital platforms for children under 16 years of age. And 19th edition of IPL cricket to get underway in Bengaluru this evening. Royal Challengers Bengaluru to face Sunrisers Hyderabad in opening game. Former Nepal Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli was arrested this morning over his alleged involvement in last year's deadly Gen Z protests. His arrest comes a day after Balendra Shah took oath as the country's youngest Prime Minister. According to the chief of the district police range in Bhaktpur, Superintendent of Police SP Surya Bahadur Kharka, the former Prime Minister was arrested from his residence. Former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak was also detained along with Mr. Oli. A pro-panel in the country this week had recommended prosecuting 74-year-old former Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli for failing to stop the violent crackdown on anti-corruption protests. The arrest comes just a day after Prime Minister Balendra Shah's cabinet was sworn in after the first elections in the Himalayan nation since the 2025 uprising that ousted former Prime Minister Oli. Tensions continue to remain high in West Asia as an Iranian missile attack yesterday left at least 10 American service members wounded and damaged several U.S. refueling aircraft at Prince Sultan Air Base in Saudi Arabia. Two of the troops were seriously wounded. Satellite imagery that appeared to show the damage to the aircraft was posted online. A report.
The attack reportedly involved at least one missile and several drones, with multiple aerial refueling planes also sustaining damage. At least two soldiers were seriously injured in the incident. However, neither the Pentagon nor U.S. Central Command has issued a response so far. Meanwhile, Israel intensified its strikes on Iran's key steel, power, and nuclear facilities overnight, further escalating the ongoing conflict. Tehran has condemned the attacks, stating that they undermine diplomatic efforts and contradict the extended deadline for negotiations. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi warned in a social media post that Tehran would impose a heavy price on Israel following the strikes on critical infrastructure, including two of the country's largest steel plants and sensitive nuclear facilities. He stated that Israel had targeted major industrial assets such as steel factories, a power plant, and civilian nuclear sites, and alleged that the strikes were carried out in coordination with the United States. The strikes came less than a day after U.S. President Donald Trump extended a pause on U.S. attacks on Iran's energy sites for 10 days. Renu Kataria for World News.
Meanwhile, Iran has agreed to facilitate and expedite humanitarian aid through the Strait of Hormuz, which is one of the world's busiest oil shipping channels and a key choke point in the ongoing conflict. Iranian ambassador to the United Nations, Ali Bahraini, in Geneva said that Tehran has accepted a request from the UN to let humanitarian aid and agricultural shipments move through the critical waterway, even as it endured strikes on its nuclear facilities. The aid plan would be the first breakthrough at the shipping choke point after a month of war. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that rebuilding trust is essential to revitalizing consensus-driven decision-making, which is non-negotiable and the bedrock of the World Trade Organization. Mr. Goyal said this while addressing a ministerial breakout session at the 14th Ministerial Conference of the World Trade Organization in Cameroon. Talking to media, the minister said, "A truly integrated multilateral trading system can only flourish when its institutions framework remains cohesive, resilient, and aligned with the shared aspirations of its members."
The necessary reform of the WTO should be carried out through a transparent and member-driven process, keeping development at its core while upholding the foundational principles and objectives of the organization, mainly non-discrimination, consensus-based decision-making, and equity. The SNDT should be precise, effective, and operational. The incorporation of plurilateral outcomes into the WTO framework should be based on consensus and not impair the existing rights.
This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Indonesia, a new government regulation has come into effect banning children under 16 from accessing digital platforms that could expose them to pornography, cyberbullying, online scams, and addiction. Authorities have said the restrictions will be implemented gradually, giving all platforms time to comply. Indonesia's Communication and Digital Affairs Minister, Mutia Hafid, who announced the regulation early this month, said it'll affect around 70 million children in the country, which has a population of approximately 280 million. The regulation comes after Australia implemented a world-first social media ban for children last year, aimed at empowering families and protecting teenagers from online risks. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has underscored the importance of freedom of navigation for global economic security during the G7 foreign ministers' meeting in France. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said at a meeting, he appreciated the ongoing steps to expand cooperation along its value chain on critical minerals and discuss the threat of narco-terror linkages. He noted that the ministers discussed cross-cutting threats and sovereignty during the meeting. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has said that America did not need ground troops to succeed in the war with Iran, which he said would end within weeks rather than months. Speaking after a meeting of G7 foreign ministers in Paris, Mr. Rubio said the U.S. campaign was progressing ahead of schedule and could achieve its objectives without committing to a prolonged ground conflict. Mr. Rubio said the United States had not received a formal response from Iran to President Donald Trump's 15-point plan for ending the war. The 19th edition of the Indian Premier League IPL cricket will get underway in Bengaluru this evening. In the opening match, defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face Sunrisers Hyderabad at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The two-month-long tournament will continue till the 31st of May. A report.
Royal Challengers Bengaluru will begin their title defence at home under new captain Rajat Patidar. Sunrisers Hyderabad will be led by stand-in captain Ishan Kishan, who takes charge after Australian pacer Pat Cummins was ruled out due to injury. It remains to be seen whether Royal Challengers Bengaluru join an elite club comprising five-time champions Chennai Super Kings and Mumbai Indians as teams with back-to-back IPL titles, or whether Mumbai Indians and Chennai Super Kings go on to win a sixth title, or whether Delhi Capitals and Punjab Kings, who were part of the IPL's original eight franchises, can finally lift the trophy after falling short for nearly two decades. Meanwhile, in a departure from the league's usual high-octane pageantry, the Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has cancelled the traditional opening ceremony. The decision serves as a mark of respect for the 11 fans who lost their lives in a stampede outside the stadium during celebrations of Royal Challengers Bengaluru's title win in June last year. Officials have also announced that 11 teams at the stadium will remain permanently vacant this season in their memory. Swati Rakheja, News Desk.
And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Former Nepal Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli arrested over alleged involvement in last year's deadly Gen Z protests. Tensions remain high in West Asia as Iranian attack on military base in Saudi Arabia leaves 10 US soldiers wounded. Indonesia bans access to digital platforms for children under 16 years of age. And 19th edition of IPL cricket to get underway in Bengaluru this evening. Royal Challengers Bengaluru to face Sunrisers Hyderabad in opening game. And that is the end of this news bulletin.